Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 31st of May, recording at, what is this, 8:37 p.m., and that's British summer time. Well, first the highlights. In Asia, among the stronger stock markets were, let's see, the Philippines and Indonesia, both benefiting, I think, from the firm commodity markets. And also we saw firm action in India. I've written about India again today in a chart illustrated section. That's been extremely good and remains my favorite stock market for the long term. And Japan was quietly steady. And the Nikkei stock average has had a small breakout. Okay, elsewhere, bonds still very strong. I don't think we'll get a big sell-off in stock markets until they turn down. Bond prices turn down, bond yields turn up. In the currency markets, the big drama has been the euro's weakness, but the dollar's been pretty strong in here as well today. So it wasn't just the euro weakness, although that was the main story. And then amazingly, the silver market, which weakened initially in line with the strength of the dollar, then rebounded very, very strongly. Have a look at those charts. Okay, those are the main highlights. Now let's get back to stock markets overall. There's certainly no clear evidence that the stock market rally is over, although it is really stretching out some of these short-term overbought conditions. But it has to be said that more European stock markets had pushed through to new highs on Friday while I was away, and also on Monday. So that further questions my hypothesis that this was that we had entered an extremely dangerous period for global stock markets. As to the pretty good rallies that we've seen elsewhere, and even in the U.S., although it's far from its highs, the NASDAQ far from the December-January highs, the NASDAQ has continued to push higher, and has actually led this rally higher. Now, one of my conditions is that if stock markets were just to continue on downwards rather than rally up in range, that bond markets would have to be weak, and bond markets have not only been firm, well, they've been very strong overall, and so they're continuing to offer support. That's why I do place quite a bit of emphasis on what actually happens to bonds here. Now, if we assume that a number of hedge funds have some fairly significant positions, that is, not all pension funds going into the long-dated contracts, and not all Japanese or Chinese demand for the long-dated treasuries. If we assume that hedge funds are also there, we are approaching a volatile period, a vulnerable period for this rally, because the June contract is expiring. Mine's already been rolled forward, but I have to come out early because that was a spread bet position, and that's covered in today's comment as well. But what tends to happen following rollovers, for instance, hedge funds and everybody else who happened to be long the June contract, and well done them for having sussed out and ridden the trend, which I wish I'd done, is that they then roll the position forward, and you get a bunching of positions in the next contract, which would be September, and you often get a number of stops put under those positions. Or even if you don't have stops, since everybody will have rolled into September at the same level, they'll all be looking at exactly the same levels, and it makes it much easier to trigger a self-feeding counter trend move. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if that didn't happen. Now, in terms of, I'm just going to drop back to, well, I've mentioned that in the context of global stock markets, and the European markets were a bit soft in here today, and then they recovered most of the gains, no big downward moves. Then Wall Street came in and weakened a bit, and then most of the European markets closed while Wall Street was near the lows of the day. Then Wall Street halved the decline, but it's currently looks like it's going to go out near the lows. And the Dow's currently down 60 points in here, 6 on the S&P and 5 and a bit on the Nasdaq. So the Nasdaq is still showing relative strength, although it certainly looks tired. I've been thinking that I really should take another baby steps short position out in the Nasdaq index, although certainly it has not paid to short any of these stock market futures in here recently. Remember, mine are primarily hedges, but I would like to take profits on the hedges. And other than the initial positions that I established in March, I'm certainly not showing profits on any of those stock market hedge shorts positions at this stage. Now, in terms of the currency, I've written about the euro in here today, euro reality check, people realizing that this is still an experimental currency. It really has been weak, currently 123.05 against the US dollar, that's down 170. And I said the dollar was also strong generally. It's had an upside breakout on the dollar index. You can see that chart in the subscribers area. And it's up at 108.54 against the Japanese yen. That's up half a yen, just over half a yen in here today. So these currency trends continue, and once again, I'm in the position of saying there is still no evidence that the US dollar index's rally has completed itself. But I noticed that this euro slide is beginning to accelerate. Now, people are starting to talk about the 120 level, and you can see why when you look at that weekly chart that I posted for euro dollar here today. There is some lateral trading there, and it's one of those roundophobia psychological levels. The euro, as of today, is accelerating downwards, so we're probably on the sell-off. We're probably approaching some sort of medium-term low, but as I said in my comment, that high up at 136.66 at the beginning of the year, that really does not look likely to be tested, or certainly not any time in the next few months. Okay, precious metals. What's going on with silver? I don't know. I've tried to check, but I couldn't see any news on it. But most of the other, well, all the other precious metals encountered selling pressure in here today. No big sell-offs though. Gold currently 417.65 is down a little bit. Palladium continues to drift a bit lower. Platinum still ranging, but holding above that 860 level. Now, if the dollar goes roaring on ahead, I would expect all the precious metals to come down. That's why I did take out another baby steps position in silver. But the silver chart, following, well, recently the silver price has been showing very good relative strength, and the chart looks really quite favorable. But although silver remains my favorite trading vehicle, as you're probably aware, and I always trade it on the baby steps basis, and the reason for that is because the action is so choppy, and I'm frequently bemused in that just when I think silver is going to tank, it tends to rally, and just when it's really firming up and looks like it could run again on the upside, it tends to fall back quite smartly. And I find it very, very unlikely that silver can go it alone in here unless we get some sort of announcement that Warren Buffett or some equivalent type is actually buying silver in here. But normally I would look for commonality, and if the precious metals, let alone gold, are steady generally, then I do expect silver to do very well. And that usually occurs when the US dollar is weak and not strong, as we've seen in here today. But obviously somebody's been buying silver. I haven't got a clue who it is. I'd be very interested to know. And meanwhile, I will stick with my strategy, which is to baby steps trade it, and I'd be delighted, needless to say, if this rally carried a little bit further in here. And grains, soybeans, another reasonable day for soybeans, closing at 6.80 and a quarter. Now, interestingly, let's see, corn also up a bit. Now, soybeans had been 7 cents higher, so it closed on the higher side of the range, up 12 and a half on the July contract, which is the one I own. And corn, that backed off the high, got up to 228 and dropped back, but still at 222 in here. So the whole grain and bean complex is still firm, but I think soybeans remain the most promising, certainly on the basis of their overall chart action. And industrial metals, now they were subjected to some profit taking earlier today in line with the dollar's strength, but most of those gains were reduced, smartly reduced, and zinc actually closed with a small gain today. So steady, and the Chinese demand and other demand appears to be continuing. All the best.